Take your copy of God's Word and turn to the book of Titus, chapter 2. Titus, chapter 2. This is the Word of God. We'll start in verse 1 through verse 15. This is God's Word. "But as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, and perseverance. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity and doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. Urge bond slaves to be subject to their own masters in everything, to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that they will adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in every respect. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. These things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one disregard you." And that is the Word of God. Chapter 2 begins and ends, verses 1 and verse 15. It begins and ends with Titus being challenged as the pastor, as the elder, to speak the truth to the people in Crete. That's where he's ministering, in the surrounding areas in Crete. And he's supposed to teach them with all authority God's Word, and how they should live. And so then Paul, having surrounded chapter 2 with speak the things which are true and sound doctrine with all authority, he then fits the middle section in with what he's supposed to teach and what he's supposed to instruct and preach to these people. Verses 2 through 14, you see that Titus was to teach them as to their manner of life. So we find instructions to older men, verse 2. Verse 3, instructions to older women, and even into verses 4 and 5. They are to teach the younger women how to be godly women. Older women, are you doing that? Not just your daughters, but to every young woman here and girl. Are you doing that? Then verse 6, instructions for the young man. And then it seems he goes into verse 7 and 8 into instructions directly to Titus, because he says, this is what you are to do. And then finally in verses 9 through 10, instructions to slaves, which we can compare to the worker of our day who has a boss, the master, that they are to submit to them. Here we see different roles, different people, different functions that each individual has. Why? Why is Titus to give these different instructions to different people? Why are older men and women, younger men and women and slaves given these different instructions? And we see the reason given in verses 11 through 14. Verse 11, it begins by saying, after all these lists of instructions, it says, "For," or "because." Because the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of Jesus Christ. In other words, you can turn the language around here, but it's saying, because Christians, you have been saved from your sin by grace, you are to do good works. This is, we learned in Ephesians last week. You are to be holy as God is holy. You are to live righteously and live godly lives because of your Savior. And that looks like, for older men, verse 2. For older women, verses 3 through 5. Younger women, you see there also that you are to receive the older women's instructions. Younger men, it looks like verse 6. Elders, pastors, it looks like verses 7 and 8. And workers, all of you who work, verses 9 through 11. Now, these are the things the elders here are to be speaking to you, the congregation, teaching you, and preaching to you. All these instructions, exhorting and rebuking you with all authority, because Jesus Christ, the Savior of your souls, who redeemed you from every lawless deed, He's done that, and he gave Himself to purify for Himself a people for His own possession, zealous for good works. And so, elders, that's our responsibility. Chapter 2 is our responsibility to teach these things. And congregation, you are to receive this now, this instruction, verses 2 through 10, about you. Receive it so that you would also be zealous for good works because of our Savior, who is perfectly righteous. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You have given this congregation, even though it's small in size, You've given us people of different ages so that we can fulfill these commands right here, these instructions, which You show us. That for the older man, they are to be temperate and dignified and sound in faith and in love and in perseverance. Looking forward to that day as they get older and older, the day of their death, when they will be raised up and see Your face. And Father, You give instructions to older women that they are to not be malicious gossips, but reverent. Not enslaved to drunkenness, but to doing what is good, and to teach younger women, not just the daughters, but the younger women of this congregation, how to be a godly wife. Through their example, not only that, but also in an instruction. Teaching them the various details about how it is to be a godly wife and a servant to the church, that the Word of God would not be dishonored. And here You show us young men that we are to be sensible. And elders here, you teach that we are to be sound in our doctrine. Being a good example of our good deeds because of Christ, in Christ, to others, that they would follow after us. Father, in all these things we pray that You would be glorified, that You would grow us in godliness and righteousness, to exalt Your Son, and to point people to You. That people would see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Father, we have the promise there. And so we pray that You would work in us good works because of Christ and through Christ, through the Spirit which You've sent into our hearts. We pray that You would make us holy as You are holy. We desire and all things to glorify Your name. And that's why we are given this chapter here in Titus. We praise You for it. And we pray that You would act in our lives now and work in us. Not only a belief, helping our unbelief and turning away from sin, but also putting on the new clothes. with righteousness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.